This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. It's been a good week here for Disney and Marvel, as Captain America: Civil War has had the fifth highest domestic opening ever. The film grossed a massive $181 million over its opening weekend, bumping Iron Man 3 out of the top five all-time debuts. Civil War now ranks right below Marvel's The Avengers and Avengers: Age of Ultron. It cost a whopping $250 million to make, but the superhero film has earned $678 million globally to date. Wow. Netflix has ordered a new global competition series that was created by the Rocky star and recent Oscar nominee Sylvester Stallone. Ultimate Beastmaster is described as the first international competition series of its kind. Each of the 10-hour-long episodes will see 12 competitors, two from six different countries, as they take their shot at running one of the most physically demanding obstacle courses ever crafted, titled The Beast. In the season finale, the nine individual winners will compete against each other to try to become the ultimate Beastmaster. Sounds like a knockout. Game of Thrones is holding up very well in its third week of the season, drawing 7 million viewers overall. Even though HBO is in about one-third of the number of homes as the major broadcast networks, Thrones ranked number one among all primetime programs for the 18 to 49 age demo, matching the previous week's score and up 0.2 over the comparable episode from last year. People just love medieval nudity. Actor Johnny Depp has mocked the video apology over the international dog smuggling scandal that ensued after he and his wife illegally brought their Yorkshire Terriers into Australia. Depp and his wife, actor Amber Heard, avoided jail time in the so-called War on Terrier incident with their wooden apology for bringing Pistol and Boo into the country. The actor, who was in London promoting the film Alistair the Looking Glass, deadpanned that he, quote, would really like to apologize for not smuggling my dogs into England because it would have been a bad thing to do. Oh, Johnny, you're so privileged and above the rules. After selling out his first weekend, a second weekend has been added to Desert Trip, or Old Chella, the classic rock festival starring the Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, Neil Young, The Who, Roger Waters of Pink Floyd, and Paul McCartney in October. Festival organizers for Desert Trip said the rock superstars will perform October 14th to 16th, along with October 7th to 9th. Desert Trip will take place at the Empire Polo Club in Indio, California, where the annual Coachella Music Festival is held. If you're planning to attend, make sure to bring plenty of water and Metamucil. Singer Meghan Trainor has pulled her new music video, Me Too, after she said video editors altered her waist to appear smaller. Yep, she said Monday on Snapchat that they photoshopped the crap out of me and I'm so sick of it and I'm over it, so I took it down until they fix it. She added, "My waist is not that teeny." You know, you never hear that in Hollywood. The unedited version is now available and her new album, Thank You, dropped on Friday. 9.14 Pictures and XYZ Films are producing an untitled Paris Hilton documentary, with shooting starting this summer in Ibiza. A spokesperson for the project said, quote, "Paris Hilton is a modern-day Marilyn Monroe, beautiful, iconicized, world-famous, shaped by mass media, and misunderstood. We are thrilled to work with Paris to explore her complicated relationship with the public, the press, and the politics that shape our perception of a modern celebrity," unquote. Well, civilization just took another giant step backwards. The Big Bang Theory's Kaley Cuoco just got out of her divorce from tennis player Ryan Sweeting unscathed. The 30-year-old walked off with the entirety of her $72 million Big Bang Theory contract. How? She had an airtight prenup in place, that's how. Under the agreement signed by the couple before they got married, she also gets to keep their homes here in Tarzana and up the coast in Santa Barbara. Prenups, they're a good thing. Well done, Kaylee. Justin Bieber got a face tattoo over the weekend. You know, he said earlier this year that he would wait before getting a face tattoo, but no, he didn't. In an interview with GQ magazine, Bieber said he would consider getting a face tattoo when he's, quote, really old. Not super old, but maybe like 40s or 50s or something. Bieber's new ink of a cross under his left eye was done at the West 4th Tattoo Parlor in New York. Tattoo artist John Boy said about the tattoo, quote, it represents his journey in finding purpose with God. Well then, for God's sake, Justin, stop being a knucklehead, please. The Marina Del Rey home of action star Jean-Claude Van Damme was just sold to rapper Ice Cube for $7 million. The former NWA MC now has a six-bedroom mansion overlooking the Grand Canal in the marina. The home has a gym, an elevator, a rooftop deck with a pool, and a large terrace. It's good to be Ice Cube. Former Daily Show host Jon Stewart joked this week that Donald Trump has, quote, the physical countenance of a man and a baby's temperament and hands, adding that, as a man baby, he isn't sure Trump is eligible to run for president. Mr. Stewart also took a swipe at likely Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, describing her as, quote, a very bright woman without the courage of her convictions. Ouch. Jon left the Comedy Central program in August.
The trash bin.
Do you remember the special episode of New Girl that aired right after the Super Bowl in 2014? Yep, that's the one that featured Prince. And if we know anything about Prince, it's that he absolutely wasn't a fan of the Kardashians. So much so that when he made that famous appearance in the episode, the producers weren't allowed to include members of the family who had already shot their scenes. So Prince is gone and we're stuck with the Kardashians. Life's so unfair sometimes.
The news wrap-up.
Disney disclosed this week that it has scrapped its Infinity-branded console games business, resulting in a $147 million loss. Disney shares also fell more than 6% in after-hours trading after the company failed for the first time in 2 years to meet expectations for revenue and earnings. Amazon launched a service called Amazon Video Direct, allowing users to post videos and earn royalties from them. Snapchat has overtaken Twitter for the first time when it comes to installed apps on Android devices in the U.S.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Captain America Civil War is still on top of the U.S. box office.
The number one album.
Rapper Drake has the best-selling album for the second week in a row.
The number one app.
Chimoji by ex-stripper Black China is the most popular in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
15th Affair is the best-selling book from James Patterson and Maxine Petro.
Justin Timberlake became famous worldwide, first as a member of the boy band NSYNC, and then as a solo performer, whose hits include Suit and Tie, Mirrors, Sexy Back, Rock Your Body, and Cry Me a River. The talented singer is also an actor, appearing in films like The Social Network, and he's also well known for his funny Emmy Award-winning videos on Saturday Night Live. Now he will be the lead voice in DreamWorks Animation's upcoming film Trolls, which is hitting theaters in November. From the movie Trolls, here's Justin Timberlake with the song of the week, Can't Stop the Feeling. That was 9-time Grammy Award winner Justin Timberlake from the upcoming movie Trolls with the song of the week, Can't Stop the Feeling. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.